Welcome everybody, this is the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices webcast, and this time we're going to talk about how you would be managing your app and service principles in Office 365. What's the available tooling and PowerShell available for you to use? And this really relates on the fact that every single time you register a app principle, it actually has a lifespan. And we're going to talk about that one as slightly detailed during the presentation. My name is Vesa Juvonen. I'm a Senior Program Manager in Office 365 Engineering. And with me and the primary presenter today is Frank Maresco. And Frank, will you do the intro?
Yes. Hey, Vesa. Thanks for having me. My name is Frank Maresco. I'm a Senior Service Engineer in our Office 365 platform. And Vesa and I have been working for a long time together on various patterns and practices, tooling and guidance. So,
absolutely.
Thanks again for having me, Vesa.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. And Frank has been Frank was the person who created this really great tooling for the community to manage these principles and figure out which of the principles are expiring. But let's do it this way. Frank is going to lead the presentation, and then we will have a live demo done by Frank, and I'll jump in during the presentation again asking questions. If you, Frank, are missing anything, what the audience might be interested in. But just sure. Take it away. Have fun.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, go check here some information about patterns and practices, and our motto is always sharing and caring. Is caring, and we have a lot of samples out there. I'm not going to dig too deep into these. You're probably very familiar with those right now. So here's the agenda. We're going to be talking about expired apps and service principles in your tenant or in your Office 365 service. We're going to demonstrate the tenant information portal. I call it TIP. For an easy way to manage your service principles, and we'll talk a little bit why I say easy here. We'll talk about how the TIP works. We'll do some demos, and then we're going to show you how to manage your service principles and find those expired service principles using PowerShell. So one of the things, so I work in the service engineering side, and when I joined service engineering about 8 months ago, one of the many issues that I have worked on is apps and service principles that have expired. And just so that everyone knows that when you create register a SharePoint add-in leveraging AppRegNew, that secret by default, it has a lifespan of 1 year. And the only way that you can change that expiration date is leveraging PowerShell. And we have MSDN articles that show you how to do that. These add-ins are not, these service principles are not surfaced within the Azure Active Directory portal. Only applications are. There's no easy way to find those service principles and when they're going to expire. And that's why we created TIP. With regards to the seller dashboard, that is a little bit different than going to the AppRegNew page. You have, you know, an option very similar to when you create an Azure Active Directory application of choosing your lifespan of your client secret. And in the seller dashboard, that option is 1, 2, and 3 years. That's the same thing that you can do with PowerShell. The most important thing here is that when your client secret expires for your add-in, your app will not work anymore. It is broken. And one of the things that you have to be conscious about is, say I have, you know, our nice little, application that's out there, once that secret expires, and we renew that secret, you will probably have to wait up to 24 hours. I've seen it last from 12. I've seen it, you know, that the app starts working again after 12 hours, but the range is different. So it's between 12 to 24 hours that you'll get your app back up and running again for your users. So the key point here is, you know, have some leverage. The tip will show you what that does, but catch those secrets before they expire, or you're going to have your users yelling at you, and then you'll be calling into support, and you'll be yelling at me. So we don't want that, right?
and there is a way to register a new client secret for existing app and put it in the web config. So the transformation of the secrets is automatic, right, Frank?
That is correct.
As long as it gets that beforehand.
Before it expires, and that is the key, right? So, like, you know, like, you know, a simple little example, my app is, you know, going to expire in, you know, 5 days. I can create a new service principal or create the new key credentials, get back my new client secret, add that to my web config, and the app will still continue to work. You don't want to delete that existing key credentials on that service principal because your app will break. So do that after the original or the client secret has already expired. So.
Absolutely. So where does the tip, tenant information portal actually helps? What does that one do?
Yeah, so this one, okay, so, you know, like I said earlier, when you register a SharePoint add-in via AppRegino, that expires within 1 year. But unfortunately, on our side, that information is only surfaced via PowerShell, okay? And there's no easy way to do that. So you can leverage the tenant information portal to display that, or you can leverage PowerShell. The other point, and some people actually forget this too, so if you're in an on-premises world, so you have SharePoint 2013/16 and you set up hybrid, underneath the covers that is creating an S2S trust to your Office 365 tenancy, but that is a service principal too, and that expires. It's just a different way of registering that service principal. So with a hybrid trust set up, that is using a certificate, and those certificates do expire, and we'll show you that too. I have that running in my environment. Again, like I said, these service principles and the expiration dates are not surfaced in any UX. Only applications that are registered in Azure Active Directory are visible, okay? Because there you can see, you know, your, hey, it's going to be in 1 year or 2 years. And what we wanted to do was bring a single view, an interface, to rule them all. Okay, so I can see my apps, I can see my service principals, and I can view and monitor when those apps or service principals are going to expire. So, let's see. You know, we'll have a link out to the tip out in our PNP solutions. It's available on our GitHub PNP tools. So let's talk about some of these capabilities, Vesa. Like I said, it's a single user interface to rule them all. You can search for all of your service principals. You can search for all of your applications. It identifies, we have a nice little dashboard here with some charting, and we have different views to view those apps and those service principals that are expiring when 30, 60, 90 days. It also has the capability to export to a CSV file so that you can, you know, do some massaging and, you know, and save that and share that with your developers. The interesting thing about this solution, though, is normally, right, if you go to the Azure Active Directory portal, you know, you have to have the rights to that Azure Active Directory portal. And I'll show you on the next slide is what permissions and how this application works. We just updated this about a few weeks ago to actually include the UX fabric, Office 365 UX fabric, to have a similar look and feel to other Office 365 services. So perhaps maybe one day Vesa will get this into the product, right? But
hopefully, and that's actually a good thing to clarify as well. So this is actually a open source solution as part of the BMP solutions. It's not part of the Office 365 services as such.
Yeah, correct. So how does this work? Well, it's built, it's a like a hybrid Angular/MVC application. All the UX is built with Angular with a touch of little MVC. But the primary MVC component is the web API. So we actually service a web API that is secured using Azure Active Directory that queries the Graph API with the ADOL libraries. So that endpoints are protected, and if you needed to, for example, you wanted to integrate the solution and have SCOM alerts or your favorite alerting system, you can actually leverage a console or a daemon to actually go out and schedule this job so that it runs, calls the web API, and then puts that into the system of how you're going to notify your, you know, SharePoint admin team, as an example. And that is something that one of the community members are working on right now. You know, he's thought that that would be a great idea. But the key here, and I mentioned that you don't need to be a tenant admin, so to say, to actually have this solution work. And if you notice on the screen that I am basically giving the solution read directory data. Read directory data gives the app the capability to query Active Directory, Azure Active Directory, service principles and applications, basically by elevating. So it's only read right now, and any user that is within your organization can actually use this application. You can secure it, you know, if you wish, but you do not need to be tenant admin to actually leverage this application. So that is one of the things that I like about this is I can give this to, you know, Vesa, he can leverage the app and find his, you know, app out there and monitor it himself without having tenant admin permissions. So let's do a little demo, Vesa. Let's do a little demo.
Yeah, it's good to be stuff and good to see stuff in practice as well. Absolutely, if we can actually see anything within your massive screen, because Frank is having this awesome super resolution. Great, it's zoomed in UI.
Yeah. So yeah, Vesa, I highly recommend the 34-inch widescreen monitors here. So what I'm going to do is so you can see that I am signed in. I'm frank@morascohome.com, and this brings me to the home page, shows me that, hey, wait a minute, I put it in nice, you know, colors here in bold that, hey, we have expired applications and expired principles. And, you know, over on this left chart, we have, you know, the service principles, and you can see that I have seven apps that are going to be expiring in 90 days. I'm doing a good job monitoring my environment, Bessa. I have 24 expired principles. But if everything was good, though, the demo would be, you know, kind of worthless.
It should
right?
be. That yeah, is. That's true. That's true.
and highlights which ones, you know, in a nice pretty chart, right? Same thing with applications. I have two applications, Azure, and when I say applications, these are Azure Active Directory applications that I built out that leverages the graph and APIs. So I can see that I have two here. The other thing, too, that I thought, everyone always has a problem finding their tenant ID for some odd reason. So many of the samples, you know, show, hey, you know, this is how you get your tenant ID. So I thought it would be nice to actually include some information in here about my tenant. So you can see my domain, very creative. But here's my tenant ID. And you can see here that I'm also checking to see Active Directory. You know, do I have DirSync enabled? And it also shows that my when was my last time that my directory, my Azure AD Connect, actually did sync to Azure Active Directory. So that was done not too long ago. That's also an added bonus to help troubleshoot, right? If you got missing users in your directory, you can use this app to say, hey, when was the last time that was synced? So let's check out applications. So these are all the applications that are registered within my Azure Active Directory, and these are surfaced in the Azure Active Directory portal. And so you can actually see and compare that. So here's my apps. Here's my tenant information portal. Okay, you can see that right here. And since this is an Azure Active Directory application that calls the graph, the important part, you're probably thinking, wow, I'm going to, this app expires too and has to be monitored. The answer is yes, it does. So this app is going to expire. One of the things I wanted to add into this is a little dashboard about the app itself so that you can see that it will alert you when this application is going to expire. I'm actually working on that right now. I'll get that in hopefully within 2 weeks. So the other thing too, you know, we have filtering capabilities, and this is all leveraging Office 365 Fabric. And I can also export all of my service principles, and I know that's a little hard to read. So let's expand this
out. It's not
out.
Too bad. It's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad, Vesa. And you can see, you know, what your application ID is, what's your display name, your title, your reply URLs, and your app identifiers. And then also the end date. Now, you did notice that this one does not have an end date. And this is one that I created just a little while ago, and I do not have I did not assign key credentials to that, so that one doesn't have an expiration date. So, okay, so let's go. And we have very similar, we can see expired apps. Here's those two apps that I was talking about, and you can see that they expired some time ago. This was back in the Office 365 Summit. And, oh, look at it, I don't have any apps that are expiring. let's go into served principles here. Okay. Now, I have a few service principles. You can see that I have 119 records over on the bottom corner here. Let's just zoom that in a little bit. We have paging support, right? You know, because we don't want to pull back all these items. This UI is actually responsive. So if you are on a mobile device, your favorite device, it would render properly for that form factor. That's why it looks very large on this 34-inch widescreen. But so let's go and look. I mentioned about hybrid. Okay. So I'm going to go and I'm going to type in SharePoint. Okay. It also shows that I have third-party apps that are installed. So let's see it. Actually, let's do this. Let's do Marasco Home. So I can see my principles here. So this is a low trust. And you can see that that's certificate. So I use a certificate for hybrid trust. That also expires, okay? And my certificate is going to expire September of 22nd of this year. And you can see that all of my service principal names, so these, all these are my SharePoint on-prem farms. And you can see, then this is the GUID for SharePoint right there. So even those service principles expire. So if your cert expires, hybrid also does not work.
So and that's an absolutely great point to be aware of. So the other thing, what I was thinking when we were demonstrating this, you said that the app principles are the ones which are visible within the Azure AD, but within the service principles, we're able to see those which have been registered using the AppRec new ASPX. Or
that is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So like you know, so and I can navigate to my Azure Active Directory portal. Let's just show you. And because we're using Azure Active Directory authentication and the OWN libraries, we have a single sign-on experience. So you see that I just logged in too. So, so if you had multi-factor auth enabled, that would be taking effect. So let's go into Azure Active Directory really quick, Vesa.
Yeah. So and just to clarify on this one, so if you register a SharePoint add-in using the classic way, using the AppRec new ASPX, your application is not visible in here because these are actually Azure AD apps. It's a slightly different registration, let's say, route, how would I put it?
Correct. Because underneath the covers, right, when you do AppRec new within SharePoint, it creates a service principal in the Azure Active Directory tenant. And so it will contain that identity of that app, and it's only you can only surface that in the UI by going to site permissions, right? Site app permissions in your site settings, you'll see it, but there's no other view to actually get that expiration date. So if I knew the client ID, how many times do people actually know their client IDs? If you've got thousands and thousands of apps. How do you
why don't you remember
that?
Those quids?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, obviously this brings a lot of benefit to you and your organization to help manage those.
Absolutely. And then having that automated notification tooling, which the community is most likely working already, included with the tenant information portal, is a brilliant add-on. Because then you will get an email when stuff will start getting expired.
Yeah, and because like you can see here, a TIP expires. You know, the TIP application expires 2015, but that's all great for Azure Active Directory. So,
yeah.
And we have export capabilities within this application as you know for each one of these reports. so I'm not going to demo that, but we'll just walk through and you can see that, hey, here's some app principles that are going to expire. That's my our PMP site provisioning solution is going to expire in June.
Yeah.
So
you need to re-register quite soon.
Yep.
What about the implementation then?
Let me show you.
But let's not spend too much time on that one, because everybody can go and download the source code and have a closer look on that one. But maybe some of the key elements on the source code.
Yeah. So we have basically all the work, all right, and I Frankenized this application, Vesa, is, you know, we have our TIP dashboard, which is our web. We have our Microsoft Online Application Core. Basically what this is a set of interfaces that actually handle the authentication to Azure Active Directory. So think of these as helper libraries that I created. Vesa, we'll talk about getting these in the PMP core. I was reserving this time to show you these in action, but we'll, you know, so that you can see where perhaps we can get these in the core eventually.
And Frank, just a quick note. Do you don't happen to have a Zoom it or Zoom in your machine?
No, right. I'd have to get that Vesa really quick and muddy up the video. But what I'll do is I'm going to zoom in into the actual code itself, so that will get you the Zoom Vesa.
Yeah,
so,
because I don't see, because I cannot actually see what you're showing there either. So I doubt that the audience can.
Yeah. So here, let's do this, right? So I'll do the code here. So in the
I would slightly zoom it more. Sorry, Frank. Thank
more?
You.
Yep.
Excellent.
How's that? Okay. So the TIP common is the meat of the solution. Okay. So this is the bread and butter of how it goes out and communicates with Azure Active Directory and to return those service principles and apps. And basically, it's using the ADOL library to actually query the application. So right here, I'm paging through all of my application, all the Azure applications that are defined, and I'm actually returning that back in a JSON response back to the web UX so that Angular can do its magic and make it all pretty. Right, so that's how we're doing that. And if I go in and I do abstract quite a bit, so if I go into this definition, this is an abstract class, and you can actually use this to talk to the Graph API, and it's going to handle your endpoints and handle the authentication. You can see that it's using Active Directory Client here. This is the primary object to go back and, you know, within the ADOL libraries to actually go out and query the graph and return the application objects. So that's one. You know, we do have an access token here. And we do the exact same thing for the principles. So here, let me just show you the tenant. So how I structure everything is all my internal classes, my implementation is hidden, and I provide interfaces. So you can see right here, yes, my interface for iTenant Information Manager. And basically, this is actually going to return back my tenant name, when DirSync is enabled, if it's enabled, and when is the last DirSync time. So if I go in here and look, I'm creating my Azure Active Directory client. I then use and invoke to get the tenant name. Now, this isn't a multi-tenant app. This is a single-tenant app. So I don't have to worry about, you know, searching the list of available tenants. But here I can see that, hey, I'm going to get my tenant, and I'm going to return back the display name. That's my domain. The object ID. The object ID is actually your tenant ID. We get back the dirsync and the last sync time. And this is all doing, I'm not doing any caching right now. That code is actually being in the works, but I wanted to do this on demand, so to say. It's not very resource intensive unless you have thousands and thousands of apps. We actually had it in MSIT VESA, and we have over 38,000 service principals. So we did do some testing before that, but if you find any issues, feel free to let me know, post it on the PMP group. Let's go into the web API, and this is actually how it works. So I'm going to go into, let's go into application controller. This is the key point right here, is this authorize element. Without this, that means anybody in the world can call in my web API. And we don't want that. We only want authenticated users to actually access this. So the authorize attribute is key here. And this is just a simple little web API. So my API is applications, and it's going to return back all of my applications. And here I get into the Frankenizing the code here with all of my layers of abstraction. I could do a little bit better here, Vesa, and not catch the general exception. I'll add that to my list. But, you know, we want to, the key here for troubleshooting, right, is we want to return back some relevant information to help troubleshoot the application if it ever should arise, right, where there's a problem. So hey, let me just show you that really quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to append the API applications, and you can see I am returning all of the applications in a JSON format, so your JavaScript developers can, you know, make a prettier UX if needed, right? If you didn't like my UX, so that's underneath the covers. That's how it works. MVC project, Angular on the front end, calling an MVC web API that is secured with Owen, and then going through and end up calling the Graph API underneath the covers.
Yep, absolutely makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. Good. And anybody who's more interested about looking into the code, just download the code down from the GitHub. If there's any questions, please use the Yammer group, the BMP Yammer group, for the questions. And we'll loop in Frank on those questions as well.
Yeah, I've been actually monitoring that too, you know, in my free time. So, you know, please feel free. And hopefully you'll enjoy the solution and it'll help you out. You know, in the long run.
Absolutely. So let's I think you have some resource slides still in the deck.
Yes, I do. And one of the things, Vesa, you know, is, you know, yes, they're not Surface, and if you didn't want to deploy the TIP application in your environment, you can go after these service principles using PowerShell. And so I threw a little snippet up here, and then I'll show you how that works, right? And, you know, that will jump out all your expired principles. And we're working on new ones right now. I just didn't check it in on how to renew your service principle. But let's go to that really quick, if you don't mind, and I'll zoom in. How does that look, Vesa?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very simple PowerShell script here. I'm going to get back all the service principles. I'm going to filter. I'm going to filter for anything that has Microsoft in it. And you also probably notice, why am I filtering on workflow? Workflow underneath the covers is actually a service principle as well. They do not expire. We handle that for you as the first party. So Microsoft actually handles all of our first party apps that we deploy. So I want to filter out workflow. And if you use the tenant information portal app, you'll discover that, hey, workflow service principles are there. I don't filter anything out. Everything that is registered in your Azure Active Directory will be displayed in the tenant information portal. First-party apps like Office, Exchange, Workflow, as well as third-party apps, ISV solutions, as well as your own. So let's just do this. So I'm going to connect to MSOL service. I'm going to sign in with my user account here. Okay. Well, look at this. I typed a password correctly. So I'm just going to call in get expired service principles, and here they are. So here is, you know, the display name of the app, the app ID, and the expiration date. And if you go into the TIP portal, you'll see the exact same within our dashboards. So if you're not into the application so much but want to use PowerShell, we have a solution there. We don't have, obviously, the PowerShell scripts aren't full fidelity like the application, but this will help you out to catch those principles before they expire.
And you could certainly write a, let's say, partly intelligence PowerShell as well, which would be, let's say, scheduled to be executed in some of your computers once a day. It would check if any of the things are expired, and then it would actually send an email for
exactly.
The administrator.
But, yes, but you can do that too.
It's a preference of choice. And do you want to have a nice UI for your administrators to see this information, or do you want to use a PowerShell? Both absolutely are available.
Yeah, and both are viable solutions, right? I guess the moral of the story is we want to prevent you from having expired client secrets in your environment so that you don't impact your users of your apps or add-ins. Right? That is basically the goal here. We shared some, you can check out the tenant information portal and the PNP tools. We provided a link here. And we just uploaded the PowerShell scripts. Those are available too. Feel free to leverage them to help manage your service principles and your apps within your environment. It's a great way, you still need some type of governance to manage these service principles and your apps, and this is a great first start on your adventure for that. One of the things too, this is a community project. This isn't the Frank Show. Right, or the VESA show. It's for all of you. Feel free to contribute if you have issues, found an issue, you want to, fix some of, Frank's bugs that you identify. Feel free to submit a pull request. Use Yammer, open up an issue on our GitHub site for PNP tools. Let us know. That doesn't matter for PNP tools. Do that for all of the PNP repositories that are out there. And, I hope you enjoyed this webcast, and hope you enjoyed the solution. VESA, any other comments that we want to discuss.
No, I think that's it. I think it's time to wrap up the webcast. So thank you, Frank, for showing the tenant information portal, and also in the context of obviously expiring principles. That's the main point, understanding that those things expire. And then the tenant information portal can help you to identify the timings. And also, obviously, you can use PowerShell to manage those as well. And please contribute. If you find issues, like Frank said, in the PowerShell, or you want to evolve the PowerShell, we want to share our learnings between each other so that we can benefit from the other people's contributions as well. But I think that sums up. Any last words, Frank?
Yeah, only for you, Vesa. Next time, I'll ensure that I have Zoom it on my machine.
it's a classic battle with Frank. No offense, Frank.
It is. Yeah, it's always Frank's big boy monitor that's always getting into the way. Thanks again, Vesa, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Good demo and good stuff. And thank you, everybody, watching and listening. And we'll come up with a new one sooner or later.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.